week at the end of the public hearing, the record was being left open for anybody to make written comments to council. In addition to that, anyone who had not spoken at the prior meeting was being left open for anyone who had previously not spoken last week to come forward and be able to give a presentation. And it is on the ordinance to amend Chapter 99, Article 1 and 3, Sections 99-5 and 99-16 of the Code of Sussex County relating to forested and/or landscape buffers, typically referred to as the buffer ordinance. At this time, Ms. Cornwell is going to give a short presentation. If there's any questions from council, they can be asked, and then after that, it will be opened up for public comment from those people who had not previously opined or given a comment. Ms. Cornwell.
Thank you. I just wanted to note, since last week, we have received 12 additional letters in support of the proposed ordinance to increase the forested landscape buffer, and one that likes the ordinance but would like it reworked and some consideration taken for that. So that's all I have regarding an update at this time.
Okay. Question to council. Thank you.
Okay. Seeing none, is there anyone that would like to address this issue today? Sir, come forward. And be sure when you come forward, give us your name and address. Also, there's a sign-in sheet up there, too, if you'll do that as well, please.
David Johnson, 322 Behringer Avenue. And I can't figure out how to get the pen out. Milton. I have mainly a question. You've got this hearing on one form of buffers. At 1:30 this afternoon, you've got a workshop on another form of buffers. Is there going to be any interplay between these? Because my experience primarily with wetlands and buffers, says that if you have a wetland, you have a body of water. You have, by soil testing and other considerations, you have a wetland by that body of water. And then you have a buffer zone to protect all of that. Now, if we establish a buffer zone like that, and then someone comes in and says, well, no, it only needs to be a buffer zone according to the forested buffer zone settings. Which one will have the greater weight?
Yeah, well, they're two separate buffer issues, and the one that the public hearing is on today now is the one around subdivisions. Oftentimes you'll see there is now in the code a requirement of a certain limited buffer between a subdivision and the next property, whether it's a farm, another subdivision. This would be proposing to double that from 20 feet to 40 feet. This is not the wetlands buffer per se. That's what's going to be discussed in the workshop today.
Okay, but again, my question is, shouldn't all the types of buffer zones be in one?
That is
one law and stating, you know, the conditions under which one will be applied.
That is your comment, and it will be noted.
Thank you very much.
Yes.
Thank you, sir.
Anyone else that would like to speak? Sir, I see someone with a hand back there in the aisle. And again, it's open only for those who had not previously commented.
My name is Terry August. I live 16210 Red Fox Lane, Milton, Delaware. I'm here to give my personal story of buffers, but I feel it's reflective of what's happening throughout Sussex County. At the September 11th hearing that I attended, it was indicated that the HOA fees would increase due to an additional 20 feet of buffer to maintain. As the HOA treasurer of my current community and an officer of my previous community, I feel strongly that for current and future residents, assuming the responsibility of maintenance is and will be a small price to pay for an additional 20-foot buffer. Not only for the privacy, but to protect the environmental issues associated with the projected 157-unit apartment complex. On my slide, number 5, has been indicated on the property immediately behind my home, there's going to be a similar apartment complex as depicted in the lower right-hand corner. Turn that apartment completely around, and that's going to be right on my property line. My wife and I have lived in Red Fox Run for over 10 years. We fell in love with and purchased this property because it was beautifully wooded and private. We, as do the other 48 homeowners, take pride in the appeal of this area, including the wooded area that surrounds the entire subdivision. Number 1 is a view of our subdivision. And that's not a billboard up there on the left. That's just a sign of our entranceway that's overlaid outside the red zone of our subdivision. The yellow arrow depicts where I live. In number 3, you'll see two areas that have been cleared. The one in red is a 15-acre lot. The one in blue is a 23-acre lot. Put it in perspective, where you see the Route 1, that is where the Overbrook Town Center project is to be built. Cave Neck Road is on the far right, which is a heavily traveled road. And you can see how it has changed in the last 2 or 3 years. Significant changes involving our property have already taken place. This is the back of my property in 2010, which is number 2. And that was taken probably about 8 years ago. This is the view we now have as the adjacent land was clear cut in the fall of 2013. Number 4, standing at the edge of my property, I took a photo of that clear cut property, and that's what it looks like today. Much different than what I saw in photo number 2. We accept the inevitability of change and understand that the owner of the adjacent property has the right to build on this land under the provisions of land use zoning. However, in the hopes of maintaining this serenity and property values, we support the proposed changes to increase the landscape buffer from 20 to 40 feet. Thank you for this opportunity to share my story.
Thank you. Thank you. Okay, next person.
I'm right over here. You come on down. No, there you go.
Thank you.
Good morning.
Mike, want to pull that down? Yeah.
Good morning. Good afternoon. I'm Gail Van Gilder. I live at 516 East Cape Shores Drive in Lewis. And I would like to begin by thanking the council for bringing forth these ordinances on buffers and the others that you've been working on. It's been certainly long overdue, and I really appreciate the work that those of you have put into this to make this happen. And I also would like to thank SARGE for the work that they have done, which has been excellent in bringing the information to the public and testifying before council, and I certainly support all of their issues and support items that they have already brought to you. I'm not going to go into all of that. And I do want to thank our farmers, which I know that this has been an issue for them. We're concerned about losing an additional 20 feet. But I am very thankful for the farmers that we have here in Delaware and that we have a farming community. And I think that this buffer ordinance helps keep our farmers farming because it gives them more of a buffer between them. And
doesn't impact farms.
Doesn't impact them?
Agriculture.
And not until they sell.
Right, only development.
Right, exactly. So, but that's why I would think that if you were going to stay in farming, you would think that this was to your benefit to have more of a buffer to the next development, because that's one of the problems. Every time a new development comes in, then the farmer doesn't want to farm anymore, and not to mention the fact that the farmers are spraying chemicals on those farms, which are then spraying to the homes next door to them, and who's thinking about all the chemicals that we're dumping on our neighbors' properties when there are no buffers in place? So actually, I mean, a 40-foot buffer is really very minimum and compared to what they have in other places as well. So I for those reasons, I think it's important. And I think that without buffers, you know, we're just on a path down to ending farming in Sussex County. So, and I did check into a few things to try to get some information in an ecological sense as to why it's important. And I did find that there was a report done by the University of Delaware in 1996, as far back as 1996, which said the following: that Delaware has experienced more extensive landscape alteration than any other region in the US, and historic rates of species loss are likely the highest in the continental US. So is that what we want for Delaware? And this was back then, so you can only imagine that now, given all the additional development that has gone on, where we are today. And I'm sure there's more information on that that has been done that we could pull out, but I didn't have time to do it. But also in 2017, the 149th General Assembly convened a state ecological extinction task force because of their concern about this very thing. And they issued an ecological report that should really give us all pause for thought. And that report is available, but it says that every time a species is lost, fewer ecosystems are produced. In species poor ecosystems, there is less water purification, less flood control, fewer pollinators, less carbon sequestration, less weather moderation, less natural pest control, and less soil enrichment. So the General Assembly obviously and recognizes the importance of this problem, and I hope that, you know, we will continue to do that here in Sussex County as well, because this is where it's all happening now. And, you know, this you know, the housing boom will go on, and a lot of people will do well, but housing booms end, and what are we going to be left with in the end? And that's what we need to be thinking about today. So, and then I found another reference in federal insurance flood program, says the following: that the absorption value, this is from the National Flood Insurance Program, the absorption value of 1 acre of land, if 1 inch of rain were to fall on that 1 acre of undeveloped land, it can absorb 27,000 gallons of water. But one native mature oak tree can absorb 40,000 gallons of water in a year. So in addition, that same oak tree can provide habitat for numbers of species of moths, butterflies, whose caterpillars provide food for 90% of all the songbirds. So while it may seem like a small thing saying, you know, why do we have to put trees in that buffer? Why do we have to plant them? But planting those trees is really important to flood control, like, because they absorb all that water. And it's important that we plant the right kind of trees so that we get the most absorption that we can. And then I do have a note here from Judge William Chandler, who hopefully many of you might remember as one of the great statesmen, I think, in Delaware. And he gave a talk a few years back, and this is what he said. He said, "As you may know, I preside over a court that is known for being business savvy. Indeed, the Court of Chancery generally has a strong understanding of economics. Thus, I'll be the first to admit that the market may, in fact, ultimately solve this problem of overdevelopment. Eventually, Delaware will become so overdeveloped, so overcrowded, and so downright ugly that no one will want to move here anymore. A drop in developers' profits will accompany a decline in demand, causing the development to slow or stop. But in addition to being called a so-called business court," that's the Chancery Court in Delaware, "the Chancery Court is first and foremost a court of equity. And courts of equity are in the business of preventing irreparable harm." So, and that's what we're here about today, is preventing irreparable harm that we cannot change down the road. And while, you know, it's great that we have this, you know, boom in Delaware, in Sussex County going on, and we're very economically successful right now, let's do it in a way that does not cause irreparable harm. Thank you.
Thank you. Next speaker, please.
Next person. Lady right in front here. Right there, yeah. And then next, sir, you in the back in the white shirt.
Good morning. My name is Jeanette Actor. I live in the suburbs of Selbyville in District 5. Thank you for this time to speak in favor of Councilman Burton's proposed ordinance to change the buffer surrounding subdivisions to 40 feet. I agree with his statements and with those made by Sarge last week, and very much with those that were just made by the previous speaker that outline the multiple advantage to all of us as stakeholders. I'd like to offer another perspective on why I think these buffers are needed. Do you recognize these words? "He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul." You just said them a while ago. In fact, you say them before every meeting that you hold. And I'm sure these words are sincere and important to each one of you. So why do we call up these images of peace and wholeness in nature? Instead, why don't we ask to be led into cul-de-sacs crammed with development, where every possible square inch of surface is covered with buildings and macadam or concrete or other impervious surfaces that make normal water absorption and filtration impossible, and instead cause torrents of floods contaminated with oil and gasoline, pesticides, herbicides, and dog waste? We do this because we need these preserved and protected natural spaces for physical, mental, and spiritual well-being. The planet also needs these breathing spaces to be able to function the way it was designed to. We only have this one planet, and we must be serious right here in Sussex County today about taking real steps to preserve it. The 2008 Comprehensive Plan has many sections that support intentional inclusion of green spaces such as these buffers. In fact, the new 2018 plan that you've just completed laboring over and approving have even more. This is your first opportunity to fulfill your promises on that. So please vote for the 40-foot buffer. Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you. Next person in the back.
Sure.
Good afternoon, Charlie Timmons, 28th Circle in Georgetown, representing the Associated Builders and Contractors Delaware Chapter. I'm also a lifelong resident and property owner in Sussex County. Our 471 members statewide, many of which own property and businesses in Sussex, are requesting that council do due diligence on any ordinance related to a change of buffer zones or density calculations before constructing those ordinance and bringing those issues to a vote. We do not believe that has been the case to date. In listening to the comments and testimony regarding buffer zones and density calculations, it has become obvious the issues are long on opinion, but short on facts and research. We believe at this time the issues certainly deserve discussion, but doubt the issues are anywhere close to requiring a vote. To say our members that are building your hospitals, schools, offices, and highways are not concerned with the environment or the challenges of congestion would be just plain wrong. However, we are concerned about having a well-conceived and carefully thought-out solution to the issues involving buffers and density calculations. To that end, we are more than willing, if asked, to offer our members advice and expertise on these subjects. In summary, we ask that the fast-track approach be reconsidered for the buffer and density ordinances currently written, as well as those about to be written. A slow, disciplined approach that addresses the issue with research and evidence, not opinion, will lessen the chance for unintended consequences and serve the residents and businesses of Sussex County well. Again, the 471 member companies of ABC Delaware are prepared to assist in any way requested. We hope that you will call on us to partner in this process. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Is there anyone else that has not spoken before? See a gentleman here, and then, ma'am, if you come next. Sir, I see you here before. Did you speak last week?
No, I was signed up, but because of the long line ahead of me, I had to leave, so okay. I wasn't able to.
Sorry, just verifying, trying to protect the process.
Sure, I understand that.
You got a familiar face on you.
Oh, you guys have seen me before many times, and you see me here many more.
Getting used to it.
Thank you. I really appreciate the opportunity to comment. I especially want to thank Councilman Burton. I appreciate the effort to expand the buffer space. As you all just commented, you've seen me before. You've seen me at council sessions, including those focused on revising the comprehensive plan. And I'll be at this afternoon's workshop. I support this increase. I believe this is a start. It may increase in the future. I would hope you'd consider that option, given the previous statements by people who testified last week. I strongly support planting native species and undergrowth in this area. As others have pointed out, it's essential for the wildlife, it's essential for the character of this county, and it's essential for, as Jeanette so nicely put it, for tranquility, peace of mind, and a sense of calm and tranquility that people need. I also suggest that the expansion of this will actually benefit farmers. 20 feet is very, very little space. If you look at roads, communities, parking lots, and other facilities in the last year and a half, and some of these huge storms that we've had, and the runoff runs beyond the 20 feet. If the farmers are concerned about their fields, their crops, the contamination of their soil. Another 20 feet will actually serve as a riparian zone to absorb some of that runoff. If you have the trees, if you have the bushes, you have other native species that absorb that runoff, the farmers are actually going to benefit. There'll be less erosion and less contamination off these impervious surfaces. I'll just end by saying I support this. I would advocate that you vote on it soon.
How long have you been?
Commissioner Wilson, please let him speak.
And I would recommend that take the action now. There's more than enough studies available. The gentleman who spoke before implied that there needs to be more research. We don't need more research. We need action. So please vote in favor of this.
Thank you, sir.
We don't ask him questions, Mr. Wilson. Okay. No, it's not a back and forth.
My question.
Ma'am. Somebody else was.
Yes, she was right here. Coming up next.
Nice people, not bad. Don't know thing.
Good afternoon. Mary Ann Ennis, 50 Harborview Road in Lewis. You've probably gotten emails from me over the past few years. I don't know if you guys have ever been, and ladies, have you ever been into the area around Williamsburg, Virginia? If you go down there, there's shopping centers, but you really don't see the shopping centers because there are buffers along the road to the shopping centers and between the shopping centers and the next business or the next group of homes. I've thought so many years has been so attractive, and I think I've written over the years suggestions when you were doing the comp plan of things that you can, you call them buffers, but you also call them setbacks. Over the years, I did a little research in different states. One of the states close to us is Virginia, and the different areas in Virginia do have those ordinances that set setbacks for buffers and natural vegetation between businesses and shopping centers and gas stations and from the road to whatever the business might be. It looks good. For all the things that were said, we have really, in this region, lost a lot of our native plant species and animal species. One of the things these buffers do, and especially if you consider adding them from the roadway to the business, it allows a pathway, a corridor, for the native animals that we have, butterflies. They're also important for the, of course, pollination. But all the native species that we have lost, it allows them to be maintained more easily. They can travel from area to area. But I think, as Mr. Cole said a few moments ago, people come here for peace and quiet. They didn't come here to go down a road or to go to a business and right next door is a housing development. Or they didn't come to build a house and only to find that the code has been changed. It's not AR. It's something else. Resident. It's commercial. People didn't come here and expect the change. If you have a code, an ordinance for a zoning code, you kind of expect it to be there for a while. You don't say, well, it's here now, but next week they're going to change it and they're going to put a business or a shopping center next to me. So try to think of yourself going down a road you love to ride down as a child. What does it look like now? And think of the animals that you saw, the red fox and the gray fox and the raccoons and things. Yeah, there's someone dead alongside the road now, but not nearly as many. Not that you want them dead, but they're not nearly as many because there's not nearly as many animals. I think if you check at the University of Delaware, Dr. Talamy, the University of Delaware has had some things in the Cape Gazette and some local papers, the News Journal, about the loss of diversity, especially in Sussex County. So I would strongly encourage you to have those buffers and those setbacks and to think about them when construction is done between the roadway and the building. People didn't come here to see buildings. They came here to see green space. And I will write my name down.
Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you.
Anyone else?
No, there's no one else, then we can close the public hearing on this matter today, Mr. President. And if council desires, close public record.
We will close public hearing. So give the council close public record. Okay. I assume we're not going to vote on this today, Mr. Burton?
No.
Okay. We'll just let that sit there. How about that? Introduction proposed zoning ordinances.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. There are four. The first one is in Mr. Cole's district, an ordinance granting conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a real estate and investing office to be located on certain parts of land lying and being in Lewis and Rehoboth 100, Sussex County, containing 0.5005 acre more or less.
Sounds like a small site, yes.
Mr. Cole introduces it.
The next one is in Mr. Wilson's district, an ordinance granting conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a borrow pit to be located on certain parcel of land lying and being in Nanticoke 100, Sussex County, containing 158.75 acres more or less.
I'll introduce
Wilson.
Mr.
Wilson introduce it.
Taking too long.
The next one's in Mr. Cole's district, an ordinance amend.
Taking too long.
An ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from a GR general residential district to a C3 heavy commercial district for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Indian River 100, Sussex County, containing 1.194 acres more or less.
I'll introduce it.
Mr. Cole introduces it.
And the last one is also Mr. Cole's district, an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agricultural residential district to a C3 heavy commercial district for certain parts of land lying and being in Lewis Rehoboth 100, Sussex County, containing 10.001 acres more or less.
I'll introduce that.
Mr. Cole introduce it.
That is all.
Thank you, sir. Council member comments. Council member comments. Anybody got anything?
When they get peace grant up, is required, then go to a 40-foot buffer.
Well, nobody's required to do that yet. That's what
I'm talking about. If it comes,
what's he talking about?
We'll be required to put a buffer around that piece of land, 40 feet.
No, it's only if it was a subdivision or an overlay.
Not farmland.
Not a farmer, not someone owns their land. They don't do it.
Well, how about if someone owns land, you say it can't, don't have to have a buffer if they own your land?
Only if you then come in and try to subdivide it, want a major subdivision.
Well, I ain't going to subdivide a piece of land that dug up. 150 acres gone. Completely dug.
What they do all the time?
Mm-hmm. They do?
I don't know where he's been all these years.
Well, I thought it had to have, Fruit had to have some kind of buffer in it. It looks like it's going to cave in, just going to cave in, and go into a piece of
property. I think Mr. Wilson's talking about it, something we just talked about. It's been introduced. I haven't talked about it yet, but yeah, I would discuss that under public hearings.
That far up it. That's a different.
Yeah, different conversation. Just one comment for me.
Mr. Arlett.
I want to publicly acknowledge and thank. We have several first responders from Sussex County that are down in North Carolina helping the hurricane victims, and I think we as a community should be grateful and thankful for them. And I want to make sure the media is aware of that, so perhaps there's a story there that they can do with our first responders from this very county that are down there helping them. So I just wanted to publicly acknowledge and thank them.
Okay, motion to executive session for pending potential litigation and land acquisition.
Second.
Mr. Arlett, question on the motion? Take the vote, Mr. Arlett.
Yes.
Mr. Burton.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
I have a motion carried. We're not executive session downstairs.